This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd Laborowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. I'm your host, Todd Laborowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Topaz Mortgage, our preferred partner for mortgage brokering. You're in for a special treat today because in the studio with us now is Joe Comeau. He's with Quicken Loans on the wholesale department. And we're going to talk about FHA loans because, as you know, Joe, I met with the Secretary of HUD, Julian Castro, and we put the question in. We understand that FHA is the gatekeeper to first-time home buyers, and when someone moves in with all the fees and without the mortgage insurance premium being refunded over a period of 7 years, you're already upside down on the house. And the response by the Secretary Castro basically said that lowering the monthly mortgage insurance premium by 50 basis points is a huge move, and that we provide credit counseling to basically say like what it takes to own a home as far as not just paying your mortgage, but also the upkeep of the house and things that can come up later. I want to know what your take is on that, because I truly believe that if someone goes in FHA and there's a life change, they're already upside down in the house. It's not like they can dump the house right away. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, first of all, I think there's been a lot of pressure put on FHA, especially over the last few years. In regard to Fannie and Freddie, they've loosened their guidelines to allow some of these first-time homebuyers to get in. Just as recently, we've seen some changes where the homebuyer used to have to come up with the 5% of their own funds. Now that could be all a gift. And so that, and coupled with the private mortgage insurance, where the premiums are now financed into the rate, so you don't have to worry about having to see that upfront in my MIP, as you mentioned.
Now, that's been a huge change lately because he's only been the head of the HUD department for the last like 6 months, but that's a huge move because if someone goes, I mean, the mortgage insurance premium actually it can be paid within the finance, the interest rate.
Right.
How did that come about? Because that didn't used to be there.
Well, it's been around quite a while, but not many people have taken advantage of it.
Not that aggressive.
Correct. People have taken advantage of it recently just because the rates had always been a little higher and more of a risk for the lenders to do that, but they felt like that instead of having it done at closing as well as monthly, that the rates have been so attractive that they've kind of have maybe a quarter to even 3/8 higher in rate and build that into it. So over the course of the period of time, you know, if you're going to be there for more than 7 years, then you might as well take advantage of it, paying that over $20-$30 a month versus having lower payment and dropping that, like you've mentioned before in our conversations, if your house reaches that a 78 LTV loan to value, then you can drop your mortgage insurance payment monthly, which wouldn't happen for FHA.
Correct.
At all.
It's the whole life of the loan.
Right.
Now, that's why I always tell people, put the scenarios next to each other and see which one's in your best interest.
What's your goals, right? You're going to be there in a short period of time, then yeah, FHA may be the way to go. If it's a long-term goal and you think that you'll be there for a while or maybe turn into investor property, you may want to take advantage of the lender-paid MI conventional option.
Right. Now, the question is I do, as far as being really upside down on the house, now that I do recall, because when the mortgage insurance premium is paid through the interest rate, and it's still a good rate for you, you're not upside down on the property. But if you roll in the monthly mortgage insurance premium into the new loan amount with the 3.5% down, that's the problem that I have.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't really look at that because I think FHA's tools more used for credit challenged individuals. And, that's kind of where it's replaced the subprime market, which is prevalent back in 2000 and 2010, obviously has gone away, and so FHA was replacing that. The government realized that was a good spot for them to come in and take over. We're just not seeing a lot of the new millenniums coming in and buying. That's where our issues is right now.
Well, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, I know, but but that's what FHA is kind of geared for. That first time home buyer, someone that has maybe doesn't have the money saved up, but has maybe right out of college, has good career path professionals, and maybe they have some challenges with student loans or charge-offs or collections. You're not going to get that with a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. You're going to get that with a government FHA-sponsored loan. So,
and the thing with FHA that they're trying to go for is making sure that people understand the affordability, and that's what the counseling is for, that they provide for free. They also have a... as far as like the credit. I mean, the scores for getting a loan through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac the conventional way can be pricey if your scores aren't high enough. And FHA, you can go down to 580 scores, and some lenders will go down to 500, between 500 to 580, but they're required to put 10% down. A lot of lenders don't like to touch it because it's too much of a headache. But I know with Topaz Mortgage and Quicken Loans working together, we can do an FHA purchase down to 580 scores. But as far as, let's get into the non-occupying co-borrower through FHA, because that's important. Student loans are a big problem, and that's a big monthly payment for people that are just starting out, and they want to get married, they want to start their family, and they want to move in, and their parents want to help them, but they're having a hard time with the debt-to-income ratio because they don't really qualify. But how would you go into that? What are you
saying?
Well,
yeah, I mean, that's a great point. Student loans are one of the bigger concerns for the folks that are graduating colleges and graduate schools and even law schools, and that would prevent them from purchasing a home. So what we offer through FHA, their guidelines allow that the non-occupant co-borrowers' income can be used and their debts can be used to offset the mortgage payment for the occupant, which would be, you know, a newly sought after borrower. And where you cannot, you know, Freddie Mac offers that, but there's some restrictions on that, and you got to get into more of a higher credit score and DTI, debt to income ratios. But with FHA, it's there all the time, and it's there to help that first time home buyer. So.
And the part that I like about it is they're making changes. Like, if you did not like FHA or what HUD was doing about a year or two ago, things are changing. So try to revisit, because they're in there and they're trying to get things moving again. And this guy understands what people are going through. And moving forward, well, by the way, if you're just tuning in, I have with me Joe Comeau. He's with Quicken Loans on the wholesale side. I'm your host, Todd LeBorwit, and you're listening to Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Joe, one of the things we got into is the condos. FHA is having a couple issues that are out there, and our future guests will talk about that as well. But there's a problem with the condo questionnaires. When someone goes out and wants to buy a condo or they want to refinance, FHA has like some strict rules, and it's hurting a lot of buildings or condominiums that are trying to sell their units. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, a little bit. I know that there are some exclusionary lists of condos where, you know, they want to make sure that there's certain investor to owner-occupied ratios. And I know on a conventional side, that Fannie Mae side, that we require a certain percentage of it to be sold or under contract on a new construction. And if it's an existing complex, that we require it to have at least a half of it be owner-occupied versus non-occupied. So, yeah, you know, as a lender, you want to make sure that you're not getting into something where it's prevalent of investors. And a lot of times they have histories where if it's a lot more investor properties than it is owner-occupied, you get into a market value concern.
But also, someone that comes in and wants to build a building and they're having a hard time because they can't, they got to sell 50% before FHA will even put a loan out there. So there's a pool of people that want to buy, and if they don't have the perfect situation, FHA won't allow them to go in, and it's a big gap, especially in the cities like Miami and Washington, D.C. and Las Vegas. There's areas that are kind of it's hurting the housing market, and it's one of the questions we brought up with the Secretary Castro, and he's actually going to look into it.
That's awesome, because that's been around for a long time. We've not been able to address that issue and get it corrected. So if he can do something for that, it'll be great.
Yeah, especially for our urban areas.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to get this economy back on track again, the biggest pillar is real estate and getting these millennials and first-time home buyers and getting them programs and, you know, having some vibrant communities with condominiums to start with. That's usually the basis for these first-time home buyers.
Perfect. Well, what I want to offer you, our listeners, is the opportunity to get in touch with myself through Topaz Mortgage, and we can put together a scenario for you, whether FHA or conventional 3% or 5% down is in your best interest, and I can give you a free scenario and run that for you. So go ahead and call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. If you text me, just put the word FHA and I'll know what you're looking for. Joe, let's get on the conventional side. Tell us what the latest and greatest is.
Yeah, so Fannie Mae just came out with a 97% loan-to-value product. So it's kind of a matching up against FHA. And
it's a huge deal.
Big time. And you know, we're going to see some a lot of activity again. That's a gift money that could be allowed by mom and dad or blood relative, and so it's a good complement to FHA.
And it's going to make a huge difference in the whole entire industry. I think we're in the right direction now. Well, thanks, Joe Camo. Really appreciate having you here. Coming up next, we got Michael McGreevy. He's going to talk about the projections for 2015 in the housing market, and he's a real estate agent with Long & Foster and a previous president of GCAR. Very knowledgeable.